For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Bullis. Much has been written and said recently about the chronic underfunding of the Kentucky Retirement Systems, or KRS. That system handles the retirement investments for over 334,000 state, county, and city employees and retirees in the Commonwealth, while overseeing $14.5 billion in assets. We're going to hear now about a much less talked about concern some have with KRS, namely the group's dealings in so-called alternative investments, which include entities like hedge funds and private equity funds. Joining us to talk about the issue is Jim McNair, a reporter with the Louisville-based Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. Jim recently published a report concerning the lack of transparency involved in how those hedge funds invest their money on behalf of groups like KRS and the amount of fees KRS is paying those hedge funds.
Hedge funds are pools of money that are managed by companies, not here in Kentucky for the most part, but in the money centers of the world, and they tend to cater to wealthier clients, sophisticated investors who understand the risks of hedge funds and are able to pay the fees that are normally associated with hedge funds.
In 2011, KRS placed $1 billion into three startup hedge funds. Jim, I was wondering if you could tell us about those funds and what level of transparency or lack thereof does KRS exhibit in regards to those specific investments?
Well, that number actually grew to $1.5 billion, or currently about 10% of the Kentucky Retirement System's overall portfolio. So just in those three funds, they've got 10% of retirees and employees' money locked up. I thought that when I first saw the names of those funds, the Henry Clay Fund and the Daniel Boone Fund, for example, that these were some sort of investments in Kentucky businesses or industries, but it appears not to be the case. These are hedge funds that were formed by companies in New York and California and invest not in just straight investments, but they in fact invest in other hedge funds. That's a distinct kind of an animal called a fund of funds. So it's a hedge fund that buys stakes in other hedge funds. The difficulty for Kentucky retirees in exploring what their money's been invested here is that the makeup of funds, these Daniel Boone and Henry Clay funds, is not disclosed anywhere. It's not available on the website. It's not available in any documents. It's not available for the asking. And that's because Kentucky Retirement Systems has agreed to confidentiality provisions in the investment agreements with these hedge funds, not to disclose those holdings.
What happened when you requested the latest annual reports for the hedge funds and the private equity firms that KRS invests in?
Well, I received those annual reports. The latest ones were for 2012, and these are the Daniel Boone and the Henry Clay and the Newport Colonel funds, each of which has a half a billion dollars worth of Kentucky retirees' money in them. But when I received the documents, the hard copy documents, and I turned to the page that says, here are the investments, it was totally whited out. So it was a blank sheet, essentially, and so there's no way of determining what the retirees' money has been invested in. And I say in my article that that money could be literally invested in anything around the world. You name it, it could be in there.
Regarding the secrecy surrounding how exactly these hedge funds are investing their money, what does that mean for the average Kentuckian who's invested in the KRS system?
These 340,000 state, city, and county employees across the state seem to have little awareness of the secrecy of how their money is being invested, and I think they should care. Normally, when you've got people who are in retirement or nearing retirement who are concerned about whether they have enough money to live in retirement, they take the steps necessary to determine whether they've got enough in their retirement savings to live out their years. And they can do so by just going on the Internet and going to their 401k plan or their IRA plan and see exactly how their money is being invested, all the way down to individual stock holdings. You can't do that with KRS. So it's a complete trust me situation.
Another issue you talk about in your investigation surrounds the amount of fees KRS is paying to these hedge funds. Now, KRS has said it's paid $53 million in fees in the year that ended June 30th of 2013, but that doesn't include the fees paid to the so-called funds of funds. Those are hedge funds and invest in other hedge funds. Chris Tobey, the former KRS trustee who has really been at the head of the effort to highlight the underfunding of KRS and its lack of transparency concerning its hedge fund investments, he's estimated KRS paid $156 million in fees to those three hedge funds over a 27-month span. So, Jim, all this begs the question, is KRS getting any kind of good return on its investment given the fees that it's paying to these hedge funds?
Well, the first thing you notice is that the alternatives have not done as well as the stock market in general in the last year, last 3 years, or last 5 years during this bull market since 2009. The response that I get when I cite more recent comparisons is that, well, you need to look at how you need to look at the long term, and you need to see how you need to know that the strategy of investing and diversifying your investment portfolios hinges on longer term exposures and returns. What I did was looked at those longer term returns and saw that not only have funds of funds underperformed the stock market on a short-term basis, but they've also underperformed the stock market on a longer-term basis, over a 10-year period and over a 20-year period. So I'm not sure that it's worth the higher fees to invest in something that underperforms the stock market, which you can invest in at a much lower cost.
We've been speaking with Jim McNair, a reporter with the Louisville-based Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. He's the author of a new piece looking into the Kentucky retirement system's investments in hedge funds. You can find a link to Jim's report at WKYUFM.org. Jim reached out to the chairman of the KRS Board of Trustees to comment on his investigation, but the chairman, Tommy Elliott, declined the offer of a one-on-one interview. KRS's dealings with hedge funds are beginning to attract more attention. Last month, the city of Fort Wright filed a class action lawsuit alleging that KRS violated state law when one of its subsidiaries put money in so-called alternative investments. The lawsuit cites KRS investments made in two different private equity firms, one whose founder and manager was indicted for fraud after allegedly stealing millions from the fund, and another firm that went belly up shortly after it opened for business. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.